Here's another quick answers for a big topic. They're always big topics. This one's, I want to look at using stories and apologetics. Stories are all around us, aren't they? Our own lives have some great stories. We remember the plot from movies or television shows, books. History has some amazing stories, current events. Why do we want stories? Well, we often forget what people say to us, but what we remember are examples and stories and illustrations, because they're ways to repeat our point. They involve our emotions. They involve our imagination. Think about Jesus. Some of the best known statements of Jesus involve stories, like the Good Samaritan. And my favorite, the Prodigal Son. I love that story. So people remember stories. And we can tell stories in a lot of different ways. For example, when we're talking about the value of apologetics, I bet we can find stories or no stories about our own use of tactics, or famous people who have been involved, introduced to Jesus through apologetics. How about in the area of existence of God? Are there stories in that area? Yeah, we can talk about the start of the universe by telling a story of a object just appearing out of nowhere in somebody's driveway, like a car. And the person says, gee, I wonder where this came from. And the neighbor says, well, where'd you get the car? Oh, I don't know, it just showed up. Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. That's not the way life works. You wouldn't take that as an answer. Gee, I don't know, it just showed up. It had to come from somewhere, and yet we have a universe. How'd the universe come about? Something or someone had to get it there. It can't do it itself. So we can tell stories about things like the start of the universe. A man named Paley, centuries ago, used his watch story. If you came across a watch lying there in the ground, you would know it was designed. And the same thing is true for the universe. There's so much intricacy in the universe. So you can use that little watch story. So plenty of good stories out there dealing with the existence of God. How about the uniqueness of Jesus? Here's another area. It would lend itself so well with stories. Find some stories about other founders of religious movements, like Joseph Smith or Charles Russell or Muhammad. You find out really quickly Jesus is a huge step above these people because of their pretty incredible and bad lives that they lived. We could do the reliability of the Gospels and tell stories there. I think about if you had an aunt and she was about ready to pass away, and she wrote down a recipe for a special dish that she prepared. If she put out a lot of recipes and then she passed away, you could compare them. If one was a little different than the others, the more recipes she wrote, the better you would stand a chance of getting all of the ingredients exactly right. Well, we have that in the case of manuscripts. We have so many manuscripts of the New Testament to be able to look at each of them to decide what were the original wordings throughout those passages. So something like reliability of the Gospels, we can use stories. Let me go on, because we'll have to hurry this. Not all stories are useful. Might want to think about that. People tell you about the blind men and the elephant. They all touch a different part of the elephant, and they squabble because they think the elephant is either a fan or a rope or a snake or a column, a pillar. And the Raja comes out and says, quiet, you all have a piece of the truth. Now, obviously, that story is trying to tell us something about religions, that they all have a little bit of the truth. But that story doesn't work, because the Raja has sight and everybody else is blind. So what are they saying? That the person that tells you that story has sight, but you're blind because you're religious? That doesn't make sense. That's very arrogant. Plus, in the Bible story, the elephant's not silent. The elephant speaks. God speaks and creates the Old Testament and the New Testament. So please be aware that stories are so good. Let me give you three really quick examples of stories that just give us a big picture of what Christianity is all about. You have a stop sign near your house, and you stop very nicely every time except one time. You run that stop sign, you get pulled over, the cop is going to say you deserve a ticket, and you do, even though you stopped all those other times. Well, God looks at us in the same way. We may do several things right, but the minute we break the law, we're a lawbreaker. Well, what's the good news? Because we should be punished. Well, the good news is the story of, let's say it's some king a long time ago, and his mom is caught stealing, and the king has passed an edict that anybody who steals is going to get whipped. But he doesn't want to see his mom whipped, but he's already made the law. So he grabs his mom, puts his arms around her, takes his shirt off, and tells the person to go ahead and whip him. So he's going to protect her. She deserves it, but he takes the punishment. Do you hear the story of Jesus going on in there? Sure. So here's my challenge. I'll leave you with this. Have your own story ready. It might be about your life. It might be in the area of science, whatever it is. But we need a story to be able to talk to people in this generation. They love stories. This is a powerful way to connect with them the truth of Jesus Christ.